is CNN 10, where we are starting with a look at some of the results from yesterday's U.S. midterm election. Americans were deciding on a slew of proposed state laws, thousands of positions in local and state governments, who'd serve as the governors of 36 states, and when it came to Washington, D.C., which political party would be in control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Those races get a lot of attention nationally because they could impact how effective the president is in getting his legislative agenda through Congress. Just looking at the House, here are some of the priorities that Republicans said they had if they maintained control. Immigration reform, funding for a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, tax cuts for the middle class, and repealing Obamacare. Here are some of the priorities that Democrats said they had if they won control. Ethics reform, voter protection laws, the investigation concerning President Donald Trump and Russia, and a bill to strengthen the nation's infrastructure. Again, this is just in the House. But it gives you a sense of the very different priorities of the different political parties. But where did it finish? Well, according to the projections of CNN and other major networks, Democrats appeared to have taken control of the House from Republicans, and Republicans appeared to have maintained their control of the Senate. The exact numbers hadn't been confirmed by the time we produced this show. We will have those for you in the days ahead. But going forward, the U.S. has, once again, what's called a divided or split Congress, with one chamber controlled by one party and the other controlled by the other. So if any major legislation is going to be passed, compromise will be key.